from the Hill Country in Texas, broadcasting worldwide, this is OneRadioNetwork.com.
Is OneRadioNetwork.com. The telephone number is 888-663-6386. Email Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. Here's your host, Patrick Timpone.
Well, good morning. I just had little fat fingers this morning. Couldn't figure out what to do. Oh, it's Tuesday. Well, it's the 9th of May, 2017. Good morning. This is OneRadioNetwork.com. Patrick Timpone. And we're live here every morning. Monday through Friday, 9 to 11 o'clock Central Time. Have about 4,500 hours of pods, you know, the old pods, podcasts. Oh, over 2,500 shows. Many, quite a few of those were two-hour shows. So that's how that math works out. But our search engine works pretty good, and so you can put in things that you're interested in, and find some cool things on a particular health problem, your challenge you're dealing with, or whatever, and find some stuff. Andrew Goss will be here tomorrow, as he's here every Wednesday, and we dig into the world of money. And that's always fun. On Thursday, you've heard of the Wheat Belly guy. Remember Dr. William Davis? He has a new book out called Undoctored. How to Know More Than Your Doctor. That's a good one. And then also on Thursday, what was the other one on Thursday? It's not in my consciousness at the moment, but we have somebody else on Thursday as well. And next hour, you and I will chat a bit about my ongoing research and what I'm learning and writing my book about soul, mind, body connection, which is pretty fun stuff. So we'll do that next hour. You and I will just chat it up a bit. If you'd like to be on the show, 888-663-6386. Email Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. Martin Patella is here. Martin's an interesting man. He's up in Vernon, B.C., British Columbia. And he does some cool things with helping people with their health. Health is the main website. Is lifeenthusiast.com. There's a little hyphen between life and enthusiast. Life-enthusiast.com. Mr. Martin Patella, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Patrick, and everyone.
Yeah.
Good day.
How are things up in BC?
Oh, good. I'm in the Pacific time zone, so it's just an early morning. Sun is up. Uh-huh. Birds are twittering. Uh-huh. Canada seems to be running fairly stable at the moment. We're good as far as where I am. I'm not flooded, I'm not frozen, I'm not anything.
Good for you.
I'm good.
Good for you. You were originally from Czechoslovakia, came to Canada 25 years ago or so, and got yourself a batch of mercury fillings.
Yep, that was the event, you know, the kick in the pants. Most of us people in any sort of leadership position in the alternative health community usually start with a tragedy that our protagonist has to overcome.
Yeah, just kind of
In my case, it was the mercury that took me down completely. Mm-hmm. I just do not know how it is that the dental profession has been able to avoid being sued back into Stone Age for doing what they've done.
With the mercury, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
And they still do it. You know, they ship to them the mercury in hazmat containers with hazmat handling. And the stuff that they take out of your teeth, they have to handle and dispose of as hazmat. But in between, in your mouth, it's just fine. No problem.
Yeah. It's just. And so what kind of things happened to you after you? What did you have? Did I read 11 or 12 of them?
12, yeah. Yeah, they were installed in four sessions, 3-3-3. Somehow the dentist convinced me. I trusted the professional implicitly. You know?
Sure,
like when you come in, you think, well, yeah, he's a professional. He knows what he's doing. He's telling me I need this. Well, I guess I do.
Because you had, back then, Mark, back then, excuse me, you had no idea about any of this stuff. I mean, you were just...
No.
Yeah, yeah. Hmm.
I grew up, my dad was a veterinarian, so I grew up sort of middle class, believing in science and believing in medicine, and believing in the general goodness of professionals.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So how soon after the mercury, then, did you start to
halfway,
really feel...
Halfway through the installation, I had my first outbreak of herpes.
No kidding.
So I should have clued in right there. Three quarters of the way in, I had a gigantic flu, just fell ill terribly. But, you know, I was just a flu. What did I know, right? But it was my immune system already reacting. And then the plantar fasciitis kicked in, so I stopped being able to stand on my feet for the 8 hours that my then job required. Then the wrists went, so I got the carpal tunnel syndrome. Then my back went. That was pretty rough.
Wow, man.
You know, I went quite bad. Like, I was disabled to the point where I was, for 3 weeks at a time, I would be just sleeping face down on a rocking chair because that was the only comfortable position I could find, or I would roll off the chair and crawl on all fours to the toilet and wiggle my tush on the toilet without ever going vertical because that was an impossible position for me to...
My goodness. Well, we've certainly heard my dentist, he was, after years of putting them in before he got, conscious
the
about
religion.
This. Yeah, he was in a wheelchair and he was diagnosed with Lou Gehrig's or something like that, and he found his way to Dr. Hal Huggins, and now he's one of the best in the world. You know, it's amazing, like you say, the people that teach this stuff. You know, go through a lot of things to, I guess, as their learning experience, huh, to get where they are.
I suppose, yeah. You know, I wouldn't be here where I am today if it were not for the. Call it a tragedy, but if you don't overcome it, it's a tragedy. If you overcome it, it's a comedy.
Yeah, we certainly heard, of course, over the years, Martin, how many ill effects are connected with the mercury fillings, and then, of course, root canals and cavitations and all the other stuff that goes with it, and the metal, even the metals, right? And but yours, that was pretty drastic. I mean, So do you suspect that there's some of us that are just more
definitely
more reactive to mercury, or you think immune system?
Absolutely.
Or both? Yeah,
no, it's not quite like that. So there is, these days it's now well known that some of us have this genetic mutation under methylation.
Okay.
It's also known as the MTHFR SNP. So somewhere on the second chromosome there is, or is it first, there is a change, mutation, that has us particularly talented in languages, mathematics, arts, music, high achievers, but the dark side of it is that we do not methylate well, which means we cannot convert food into energy quickly, and our reserves are not very deep, and we don't detoxify well.
Uh-huh.
So that's my Jewish mother. You know, the entire Ashkenazi Jewish community is bred this way. So that's why you have so many good violinists from the Jewish gene pool.
Hmm. Interesting. I never Never heard that.
Or mathematicians. Yeah, it's interesting. You know, every genetic mutation has two sides of the coin, the good and the dark, or the shiny and the dark. I don't know how you want to call it. The yin and the yang of it.
So an undermethylator, this MTH that we've heard about, you guys tend to have problems with what kinds of things other than just detoxifying anything?
Pretty much, yeah, especially the metals. But in general, detoxification pathways are impaired. So what happens is in your liver, there are two phases of detoxification, phase one, phase two. In the phase two, that's the methylation part, you're after the nutrients or whatever is incoming through the gut has been chopped up into smallish pieces, then they're supposed to be neutralized. That's what the methylation does. You neutralize the toxins. And so when you're not really good at attaching the methyl ion to this now toxic piece, the piece remains toxic. And so the body starts hiding it in places, sequestering it in various places, starts with the fat, and then in other low circulation tissues, such as cartilage and bone. So it goes into your joints, it goes into your brain, it goes into your bones, and so on. So the illnesses that ensue will be mostly auto-inflammatory. Some people will, and depending on your specific and narrow genetics, different diagnoses will be assigned to this problem. The cause is the same, but the mainstream medical system sees it as a whole bunch of different issues. And it is rheumatoid arthritis if your joints are swelling. It is fibromyalgia if your soft tissues are hurting. It is multiple sclerosis if your nerves are starting to demyelinize. It's vitiligo if your pigmentation is going. It's vertigo, migraines, low back pain, any pain, heart disease, cancer. All of these things are expressions of the immune system not coping with inputs.
And just all given different names depending on what organ and all that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sjogren's and Hashimoto's and
low thyroid.
Blah, 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 blah.
So what kind of things do you under methylators have to do differently to overcome the challenge? Because obviously you've done that.
I have. Well, I found four important things. I call it the four dark horsemen of doom: toxicity, malnutrition, stagnation, and trauma, the subtle, invisible trauma. So with stagnation, you need movement. So you must stay mobile and move, especially vertical movement up and down against gravity to get your immune system, to get your lymphatic system to circulate. So at least walking, but preferably bouncing and things like that.
We're big fans of the rebounders, and they're wonderful.
Yes, indeed.
They're wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely. I have one here right behind me. I'll be on it in 20 minutes. Yeah.
Did you find out about their bouncing, the rebounding early on, Martin, or did it take a while for you to discover that one?
Well, okay, so to digress, my path through this health stuff when I was damaged, it was 1977. Like, this is the same sort of damage that happens with vaccinations to little children or whatever other, you know, damage. There always is a last straw that breaks the camel's back. Mm-hmm. It just varies in what that specific input is. And the society or the mainstream medical system loves to say, no, if it's not this one thing that we are researching, then it doesn't count. Well, to the camel, it doesn't matter one bit what you're putting inside the bags and how and what order you're piling it on it. At some point, it just is the last straw.
Yeah, the last one.
So anyway, so the last straw for me was 77. I was playing with the mainstream doctors, orthopedic surgeons. Then I went to the chiropractors, naturopaths, and whatever. So that took me another 5-6 years before I was ready to give up.
Wow.
My original training was as a management consultant. I have a MBA in computer science and business administration. So there came a moment when I said, analyze this. And the analysis comes back, says, these people are doing only tactical analysis of the situation. They never go strategic. I guess I'll just use a metaphor. If I show up at a doctor with, doctor, there's smoke coming into my bedroom, the doctor will say, oh, smoke in the window. Well, we have fans and we have filters. Want to try a fan or want to try a filter? Mm-hmm. What I learned was to just say, stick your head out the window. Is your porch on fire? And deal with that. Deal with the source of the smoke in the medical mainstream and even in the naturopathic and even the chiropractic. Most people just simply deal with the symptoms. You present with allergy, they treat allergy, not asking what causes this allergy.
Right, right.
But this is just society-wide, right? Like we have a drug war on drugs without asking why are these people so needing to numb themselves, their emotional life being so distraught that they want to not feel. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right? We never ask the primary question. We only try to chase the dealers around. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so going back to the point is... the order of things in which you do it matters.
Yeah, yeah. It appears so, doesn't it?
So back when, you know, it was probably 1989 when I had my dark moments and saying, okay, I'm out of here. either I fix this or I'm going to take my life. I mean, one of the things with Mercury is that it gives you a really dark, dark emotional life. Hmm. That's why the dentist's profession is the highest suicide rate of any profession.
I have read that. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. That's related to the Mercury. Anyway, so we're back in 89. I'm finally trying to figure it out. And just this is before internet, right? Before browser. So I hit the books. I read. I studied. I learned. I figured it out. And so then I started doing detoxes and healthy lifestyle. So the first one was this movement that I mentioned, you know, the opposite of stagnation. Mm-hmm. Then we went to the toxicity. Have to remove the toxic burden. Have to unload your camel. So unloading that, I discovered zeolite was an excellent binder of this metal, mercury. I also discovered that MSM, methyl sulfonyl methane.
Sulfur, yeah. We love sulfur.
Yeah, we do.
What is with sulfur? Does it? And we've been promoting a pure sulfur for about, gosh, 3 or 4 years here. What's your understanding of why it kind of clings on? Do we know why it clings on these metals like it does?
Well, there are two things in here. The methyl sulfonyl methane. Those are the MSM. So the sulfonyl, that's the sulfur, and sulfur is involved at the cellular membrane, improving its ability to move oxygen across the barrier. Mm-hmm. So that under methylation, the lack of energy production gets improved dramatically when you have more sulfur on board.
Oh, so the under methylators would be well to try a sulfur.
Oh yeah. And then the other one is the methyl, the first part of the name.
The methyl.
All of a sudden, you're starting to supply a lot of these methyl ions. So that's what I'm deficient in. That's what we collectively are deficient in. So when I'm starting to supply lots of it, you know, the sulfur, you don't just take a pill. You take a teaspoon.
Sure.
You take 3 teaspoons, 6 teaspoons if you can handle it.
Yeah. What year did you start taking the sulfur, Martin, and what did you experience with it?
Energy. Huh. Previously, I would run out of juice. You know, I could get up at 6 a.m, get working, but by 1 o'clock, I had to take a nap because I was out of juice.
Yeah, that's one of the primary things we get from our listeners. They just get more energy. But I'm wondering, I mean, all these people that get on sulfur and enjoy it, they can't all be under methylators. I wonder why it gives more energy to most everybody.
Well, because of the improved methylation. I mean, everybody could use more of that.
More methylation.
And then the other thing is the sulfur I mentioned, which is absolutely required in order to get the oxygen you know, inside of your cell, there is the mitochondria, and the mitochondria converts the ADP into ATP, this essentially burning of glucose in presence of oxygen, right? So one is you supply the fuel, and then you need to also have the oxygen to convert one to the other. It's very, it's similar like what happens in a car, right? Mm-hmm. You have gasoline and you have oxygen, and if you want to get more out of it, you apply turbo. What is turbo? That's a compressor that drives more oxygen into the compression chamber, right? Into the combustion area. So when we have the sulfur on board, that's more oxygen inside the cell, so the mitochondria can do better.
Do better. Were those the two main things, Martin, you used to get the mercury out, sulfur and zeolites?
Yeah, that. And then healthier lifestyle. I've developed allergies to many things. Like one of the symptoms I have had were horrendous allergic reactions, especially springtime. I had pollens, grasses, dust, blah, blah. That was my version, but everybody has different ones. Doesn't really matter that you will have some. So that indicates that the liver is congested. So I needed to deal with my liver health. So I was using herbal things, silymarin or milk thistle. I was using rosemary and sage. Tinctures.
Tinctures, yeah.
Essential oil of rosemary. That was my favorite.
How did you use that? How did you use that for liver?
Straight up in juice.
Oh, you mean just the pure essential oils, a few drops in juice or something? Wow.
Yeah, they tell you not to do it, of course.
Damn it.
So I had to find a brand that's clean. Mm-hmm. I found it in North American Herb and Spice was the one that I found was good.
Yeah, we know them.
And so I would take 12 drops of their rosemary oil in a glass of juice, just knock it back, and I was good for the day.
12 drops. Wow.
Yeah, it tastes pretty wild.
But
you know, when you're how do I put it? At some point, the blinders came off of
me. Yeah, you know.
And at some point, it was, like, know your own truth. I learned dowsing. I needed to have a tool to be not dependent on the mainstream.
Yeah.
So any truth technique will do. The one I used is a pendulum. But whatever a person wants to use, you need to learn to connect to the universal field of consciousness. And communicate with it. So back then I was reading the books by David Hawkins, the I versus I, the power. What was it called?
Power versus force.
Oh,
yeah,
power versus force.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I used that, and anyway, worked great. So these days I just simply pose a statement, right? Like, it is good for me to be on Patrick Timpone's show, and I either get a yes or a no. Or it is good for me to have an omelet of 3 eggs this morning. I either get a yes or a no.
And you do the pendulum thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay, boy, you've really been through it. Congratulations for doing it with such, I don't know how much grace, but it sure sounds like you're graceful at it. And if you'd like to ask Martin a question, he's got a really cool website up there. He's sourced a lot of great products around the world. He's got some information. He works with CBD oil. We'll ask him about metabolic typing. And it's life-enthusiast.com. Life-enthusiast.com. Martin Patella. Don't you love to talk to folks who've been through it and gone through it and on the other end? And as you know, we've been promoting the sulfur, which Martin was talking about. I'm sure he's got one up there as well. There's a lot of good ones out there. Ours is really pure, which is why it works. And here's a fellow that we talked to maybe 6 months ago. He talked about it previously with Dr. Charles Gant, MD, about, sulfur.
I just wanted to say, Patrick, that I heard during the break talking to Dr. Stephanie. I'm a big fan of hers.
Are you really? She's great. This sulfur transferase thing and the glyphosates. Then there's also a genetic predisposition to this as well.
Yes.
Oh, and that could complicate matters, too, for those on GMO foods, huh?
Exactly. But now that we're in this toxic age with the glyphosate and the massive sulfur deficiencies, and generally I recommend a little MSM, 500 milligrams, one twice a day for just about everybody, just to get some basic organic sulfur on board.
Do you feel like it helps them to get some of this yuck stuff out and clean out the trash?
Well, that's the
whole point. Huh?
Well, I can see that sulfur is a conjugator of toxins. Sulfur transfers the sulfur. Sulfur has a love affair with heavy metals and other toxins. So, I mean, I saw that right from the beginning. And so I just assumed that a little bit of sulfur could help just about anybody.
Well, maybe you should take a little every day. You can click an order. Pure Sulfur, right on the front page of OneRadioNetwork.com. Daniel Vitalis talks about his two premier medicinal mushroom products, Shaga and Reishi.
Because Reishi and Shaga are considered not just adaptogens, but they're also considered immunomodulators, they're safe for daily consumption for a lifetime. There's a lot of herbs, as you know, Patrick, a lot of herbs are not that way. So many medicinal herbs are meant to be used for short periods of time. But there are those few that can be used daily forever, and medicinal mushrooms are that way.
So these would be called a tonic
herbs. Yeah, they're essentially tonic, but if we wanted to get even more specific, they're adaptogenic. I feel like we've set a new standard, and we raise the bar, but check it out, see where the bar has been risen to.
You can learn more about these great medicinal mushroom products on Daniel's site. Tonic herbs, adaptogens, dual extraction, fruit bodies. And they're tonics and can be used every day. Modulates the immune system. Shaga and Reishi, special Myron Glass, from Sir Thrival on OneRadioNetwork.com. These are pretty cool little guys, and boy, you could probably take them every day forever. Daniel, of course, is the fellow that puts together the pine pollen, the elk velvet antler, two of our other favorite products, and the colostrum. It's a great company, and he just goes to a great extent to do it just the best that he can. If you'd like to learn more about the scalar energy device that Ken Rolla, who will be here next Monday, he created these golden pyramids. I have two. I think I want to get two more of them. I just love them. And they're Tesla kind of Wilhelm Reich and the scalar fields. And he's quite an engineer, Ken is. And these things, you can feel them. And they help to reorganize, mitigate. They don't block but they just make it all kind of rosier for the body. That's not a very technical way to say it, but I plugged golden pyramid scalar energy device in my studio. Oh, it's been 6 months now, and yeah, I could totally feel it. Like by 15 minutes or so, there was something energetically different. I mean, they really work. So I got another one, and then we have downstairs where I hang out at night with Doodle and either read or watch film, and then have one also in the bedroom. So I do have three now. I like them. One where you sleep is a really great idea because, well, if you don't have the meters, you just don't know all kinds of stuff coming in from cell phone towers and stuff. And so these are cool. And they're with Ken Rolla. Also with Ken, if you click on the Golden Pyramid, he has a really terrific water structuring device, the Vitalizer Plus that I've been using. Boy, I like it. You can really feel it. Your body. I don't know. There's something about it. Doodle likes it. But you can structure the water, and they have a little mineral cubes in there. The pits are organic minerals in there as well, and so you structure it, and it raises the pH just a little bit, and it has a little tornado kind of a funnel thing that goes right down the middle of it. You watch it go and have a great little timer. They're very well built, I think, in Germany, but I'm not sure. But yeah, they just sound like a little BMW, just boom. They're really cool. So you got two little ideas from Ken if you want to check them out, the Scalar Energy Device and the Vitalizer Plus, a watering structure device. There's a lot of them out there. Some of them are really expensive, and this one's very, very fairly priced. Ken's got a great prices on all of his products. So those are some things you might want to think about on OneRadioNetwork.com.
Broadcasting live, weekday morning, this is listener-supported One. Good morning. This is OneRadioNetwork.com. The telephone number is 888 6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Martin, here's your host, Patrick Timpone.
Pardon my lips here. I was just getting excited. Martin Petella is with us up in British Columbia. So for listeners around the world, Martin, who are saying, you know, this detox thing, I've heard about it. I've heard Patrick's show for a couple of years. I've never really done much actively for it. Can you, would you give them some ideas of a few things that they could start with from your perspective, knowing, not knowing who they are or what they have going on, just in general?
Yeah, there definitely are some universal things, and there are some things that are not universal. I actually have eventually trained as metabolic typing advisor.
Yes.
Which is really the ticket to understanding whether you're a oxidizer, in which case you're alkalized by fats and proteins, or an autonomic, whether you're acidified by fats and proteins. And this is a big deal because people need to know this or understand this. That most of the books and most of the pages out there are just saying, you have to alkalize. Right. Well, except they would be mostly saying that you acidify by proteins. Well, not if you are an oxidizer. So that is somewhat important to know. So awareness of this, that is important. But going back to the universals, I would say number one, structure your water. You mentioned some of your devices there. We have even some cheaper things. You know, we sell stuff called the Prills on our website, where for $29 you can turn your crappy water into good things. So number one, water. Well, actually, number one, air. Number two, water. Number three, food. So you talk about it all the time. Definitely no GMOs. Definitely no refined food of death. You know, the industrial food with barcode. Mm-hmm. That's not food. So that, healthy fats, not fried. So number one, clean up your air. Number two, clean up your water. Number three, clean up your food. Number four, supplement sufficiently. So if you're not eating organic, healthy, biodynamic food, you need to supplement to complement. Then finally, you need to detoxify the burden. So zeolite for sure, sulfur for sure, free-form amino acids and enzymes. That will probably help to repair a lot of the damage. I used a lot of that early on. Humic acid, fulvic acid, those are the basics that help with cytotoxicity, with viral burden, all that sort of thing that happens. Those would be the universal basics.
Yeah.
Superfoods.
Superfoods.
You know, I ended up becoming a co-owner, call it. I'm involved with Exula Superfoods that we sell on our website. We make these high quality, never mind the cost, just really good superfood blends. You need that because these days the food, even the organic food, is not 100%. Let me say it this way. So we ship coal to China. We already know that coal, when burnt, releases mercury into the air. In the United States alone, 50,000 kilos of mercury goes in the air every year. So anyway, we ship the boatload of coal to China. They burn it there. It goes up into the air, into the jet stream, and it falls down as rain on our fields. So either our cows eat it in grass, or it even rains on the organic lettuce that you're growing in California. So you think it's clean? Well, almost, not quite.
Almost. So when you say superfood mixes, what do you guys, what kind do you have up there that are different from a lot of the ones that people see around the interweb? That you reason you're like, here's Martin.
Yeah, it's mainly the quality. There are three important things. Number one, selection of the sources. You need to have living foods coming in as inputs. There's a lot of crappy ingredients you can get for cheap. For example, I give you alfalfa. You can put alfalfa on the label, and I can buy for $3 a pound alfalfa hay, or for $20 a pound, I can buy alfalfa leaf juice of organically, biodynamically, carefully grown and radiant spot, evaporated, blah, 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 right? Like there's a variety in quality of any one single ingredient. Then what you do with it, you need to micronize it. The smaller you make the particle, the greater the surface area, which then is your digestive system can extract from nutrients only from the surface area of any one particle. That's why we chew things. That's why we use blenders. That's why we micronize things. So if my particles are a lot smaller than the competitors, then a teaspoon of mine is going to equal a tablespoon of yours because my particles are smaller.
Just covers more territory.
Right.
Kind of thing.
Like, you know? I guess that would be the difference between golf balls and soccer balls. Right? Yeah. If you can put way more golf balls into the same volume than soccer balls, because there's going to be a lot of air gap in there. So surface area, really important. So that's the micronization, and you can feel it. When you rub it with your fingers, you will feel the fineness of it. And then, of course, the dissolvability. The cheaper things will leave a lot of grit on the bottom of the glass if you don't stir it up. And then how you deal with seeds. When we crack a seed, we do that in the presence of emulsifiers and of antioxidants. You know, when you crack a raspberry seed within 7 minutes, or flax seed or whatever other seed, as soon as you crack it, it starts oxidizing. If you don't protect it, you're introducing peroxidated fat, lipids, into the body. So because we do that with sufficient emulsifiers, fiber, and protection of antioxidants, it remains because it's coated instantly and protected. So by the time you're taking a spoonful of this high-end stuff, you get to feel a lot better on it than 2 or 3 teaspoons of the
whatever.
I don't know. Yeah, whatever. Call it the cost reduced competitor. And we have had these conversations. Like we have wanted to expand production and just take it to some contract manufacturers. It's always comical. We take it to the salesperson that they say, "Oh, absolutely, we can make your stuff." Whatever.
No problem.
And then we get them to sign the non-disclosures and say, "Okay, let me show you how we do it," to the operations manager. And we've tried many times, and it's always, "Oh my God, we can't do that."
Oh, we can't do that. Yeah, I know, boy. When you do it right, I had a food business for quite a few years making spaghetti sauce and salsa. And when you do it right, you just got to do it by hand and do it small batches. And you just do it. You know, you just keep doing it until you can't do it anymore. Martin Patella is here. I noticed on your website that you're a fan of the Drucker Labs products. And we are too. It's pretty.
Yes.
Would you suspect it's one of the best kind of liquid vitamins that you can get out there?
I haven't found better yet.
Yeah, yeah.
And I keep looking, you know, I keep testing everything. And these days people send me their stuff saying, "We're great, carry us, put us on your website." And they don't measure up. Drucker, well, Richard Drucker, his story is very similar to mine.
Yeah,
and probably many others. You know, you need to come to the wall. You need to have a life-changing experience where you can no longer do it the way it's done. And then you realize that you have to do it the other way. And Richard had one of those experiences. He nearly died with his immune shutdown and figured out how to do it. So, of course, in his product, fulvic acid and rich mineralization and ionization, all of that, it's all there.
We're talking about the Intramax and the Intramin that's been mentioned on the show with Dr. Massey, and I think we have it in our store too. It's really quite amazing product. Dr. Massey, who's a regular guest on here, he suggested that Intramin or both of them will help to detox metals out too. That's what his is.
Exactly. Yeah. Because of the fulvic acid that is one of the it's called zeta potential.
Zeta potential.
And zeta potential is the differential between the one side and the other. It's the ability to bind to things.
Here's an email for you. Do you know the difference, Martin, between the MTHFR genes? This emailer says, I have a C677T problem. My wife has a A1298C. I have no idea.
Yeah.
Way above my peg, right?
That's an issue for a specialist in there. I have stayed at the general level of what can I do? What can I do with it? Rather than, do I need to dissect it down to the nitty tiny? Let me say it this way. Our society is really focused on understanding the most fine minutiae of any one thing. It's the mechanistic disassembly, you know, taking the watch apart and understanding each individual part.
Right.
And I'm more a integrator where I'm looking and what can I do with it? You know, like I'm not so much interested in how the watch works on the inside. I'm more interested in telling time with it. And so there are researchers who indeed can tell you that this particular, you know, A19 something, whatever, is going to give you this particular problem while another one's going to be slightly different. So maybe this person can eat artichoke and that person cannot eat spinach. There may be stuff like that going on. So, no, I can't directly answer the specific problem. But,
right.
But I would say if you want, there are some awesome people working in the area specializing in the epigenetics. Here's what's really important. Genetics versus epigenetics. Every gene can be either turned on or off, either activated or inactivated. And so there are these inputs that will either make it worse or better, or make it more active or less active. So, stay away from the things that make you worse, which would be, I already mentioned it, you know, the heavy metals, all things industrial, volatile organic compounds, the smelly things, the Glade air fresheners, what a brazen thing to do, call it freshener when it's making it toxic. And I don't know, other things. Stuff in water, stuff in air, stuff in fabrics. Just clean up your life. Stay away from it.
Yeah. It'd be easy to get caught up in so much minutiae. It could make your head explode, too, and make things worse just from the stress of it, I would suspect, as well.
Yeah, that, too. Yeah. Anorexia nervosa. Huh? Yeah. Have you ever... orthorexia nervosa. Have you heard those words?
No, ortho? What is that one?
Orthorexia nervosa.
Now, what's that?
Well, the nervosa is your nervous basket, and orthorexia is in Latin how to eat correctly.
Right. Well, there's a lot of that going around. Yeah.
So there you can get absolutely obsessive about it, and one of the problems of us undermethylators is OCD. It's very easy for us to be obsessive about something.
Oh, so undermethylators are more obsessive about something.
Tend to be. If you find an OCD person, they probably have the genetics of that.
Huh, I'll be done. If a person is MTHFR, writes an email, what happens if they take regular folic acid? Will it affect them badly?
Yes, it will affect them badly. They should be taking folate or folinic acid, not folic acid. To them, folic acid is toxic. To me, it is toxic. I have to take supplements carefully, like vitamin B12. I have to take methylcobalamin, not cyanocobalamin. I have to take methylated, like the folic acid is a no-go for me and all of us compatriots.
Don't they put folic acid in food, too?
Yes, that's why I excluded all industrial food from what you can eat.
Didn't they start adding organic?
Didn't
they start adding it to pasta years ago because they said the kids need folic acid or something like that?
Yes, that is correct.
Martin Patel is here. His website, Life Enthusiast, or there's a hyphen there, lifeenthusiast.com. Is it? Can you do the metabolic typing for folks long distance? Like, can they get a session with you and you do the whole metabolic typing for them?
Yes, the test itself is really a quiz. It's 120 or so questions, multiple choice.
Yeah, I've done that. It's a long one, isn't it? Yeah, it's a long one.
It is laborious. It could take you more than a day because you need to go check with yourself. The questions might be something like, your ears, are they more pink than the rest of your face? Or your hips, are they narrow or wide?
Right.
But there also will be questions such as, when I eat high protein breakfast, I feel. And so you need to try it. Right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so anyway, once you answer it, we can come back to you with... There are several levels of this testing. We, in the profession, use the advanced level. The entry level, as Mercola has on his website, is a bit of a disservice to the field because it sort of lets you know whether you're more protein, less protein, or in between, but that's where it stops. What we end up being able to tell you is which endocrine dominance you have. So we can tell you how you're going to gain weight or lose weight. We can tell you about whether you're an oxidizer or autonomic, which will also be important to know which diet is right for you. Like, for example, for some people, doing the Gerson diet is a lifesaver, and for another person, it's a death sentence.
Yeah. So is the metabolic typing, Martin, is it tied in with the genetics? So that could change too, as you change lifestyle and your consciousness and everything?
Yes, you can. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You can
change it. Yeah.
I mean, there are genetics that are unchangeable, but there are switches, right? The epigenetic can turn things on and off.
You have the
same set of railroad switches, but if you flip it to the left, you're going to Philadelphia. If you flip it to the right, you're going to Washington.
Mm-hmm. Sure makes sense to me. Talk a little bit about your experience with the CBD oil. I know that you're setting up a whole, you like it so much, you're setting up a whole website and you're selling it as well?
Yeah, I would be merely selling it from the main website on Life Enthusiast, but that's no longer possible.
Really?
Because,
in Canada?
No, this is not Canada. We're an American company. I live in Canada, but the company is American. Like, we, 97% of customers we serve are Americans. I just happen to be living, 50 miles north of the border, but that's no issue. Anyway, about CBD. It's legally, there's a loophole. Anything that's industrial hemp is exempt, same way as a piece of hemp rope or hemp seed oil, or anything that has less than 300 parts per million THC is exempt to be sold anywhere, all 50 states.
Less than 300 parts per million THC.
Right. Uh-huh. So as long as you cannot get high from it,
right,
it's legal for us to sell it anywhere without prescription.
I see.
So we do. Mm-hmm. But then there comes the big business pushing back. I don't know how it is that all of a sudden our merchant processing company says we don't want to process any transactions for CBD, or how it is that Google says you cannot advertise CBD.
Oh, good for
us. Facebook says you cannot advertise CBD. I would have to speculate that they get a call from one of their major advertisers, the pharmaceutical industry, and say, we will pull our money if you continue to allow this. I don't know, something like that.
Yeah, who knows? So to
answer the question, right?
Yeah.
The question is, does CBD work? Yes, it upregulates many wonderful, important genes that deal with neurological issues, mm-hmm. like I mentioned, the OCD, that will get diminished. Anxiety, depression gets diminished. Twitches and seizures get diminished. So whether it's epilepsy or whether it's Parkinson's or something of the sort, mm-hmm. all of the ADD, ADHD, Asperger, autism, all of that stuff gets positively affected.
It upregulates, Martin. What does it do in the brain?
It improves transmissions of things.
I see.
Like it's sort of as if you removed the sand from the gears of the watchworks.
I gotcha. Okay.
Mm-hmm. It all works better.
It all works
better. You're calmer. Your immune system doesn't overreact.
So the THC is not. Is there a healing factor in that too?
There is. Yeah. Yeah. THC affects different.
Oh, I see.
Genes. They are about 150 of the 700 that they affect are shared between CBD and THC.
Okay.
The THC, well, it has side effects, right?
Sure.
It makes spatial distortion, time distortion, makes you giggle, makes you hungry. There are some good things about it, and there is some collaboration between the two. And in an ideal world, I would love to have 5% THC, 95% CBD, or something like that.
So you get a little bit of both, that kind
yes,
of idea.
I would like to have enough THC to make it work, but not so much to get you high.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm not allowed to send you any, so.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody sent me some CBD oil a few years back. We did an interview, and they just sent me like a blue tube of it, you know? You
okay.
probably have seen it, right? It looks
yes.
like a little tube, and it's just like this black goo.
Yes.
And it was just high CBD oil. And so I took what they recommended, Martin, was a dose of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but not a whole lot. But, I got stoned on it. I mean, not stoned, but I could really.
You could feel it.
I could feel it, you know, and it wasn't
yes.
terrible. I didn't like the feeling so much because I like to, I like to get.
Yeah.
I'm into more clarity, man.
Right.
Last thing I want is. You know, I don't even do good with coffee, but you know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. I guess there's enough, if you're real sensitive, there's enough THC in there that people could even feel that.
Yeah. What I don't know is how well the thing that you got was made.
Yeah. Who knows?
There are multiple versions of it, right? You have the green, which is the uncooked. Then you have the blue or black, which they call it blue, but it really is just dark goo.
Yeah.
That's unrefined. That's the paste.
Yeah.
Kind of sticky.
That's what I had, yeah.
And then they have gold, which is refined, so it doesn't have a lot of that chlorophyll and other gooey stuff in it. But these days, we now have it available in capsules or in drops.
I see.
And in the drops, it's much, much more refined and much easier to work with than... What we 2 years ago we had only this one thing. Now it's evolved and there's so much more available.
What's your website for the CBD oil?
It's called Remarkable Recovery.
Remarkable Recovery. Let's see if I can click on there while I'm talking. So what are people experiencing with this, Martin? And what are they using it for? Even just a tonic to feel better, and even if they don't have any issues?
Well, yeah. I mean, I particularly don't need it, but I test everything. So when I take it 5 minutes later, I might be upset about something, like nervous or whatever. I take it, and it's like, oh, well, what was I thinking? This is no big deal. We can overcome this little problem. While previously I was just stewing and imagining how the world's going to end because such and such happened. It just breaks the OCD loops. It also calms things down. It calms down the immune system, so you don't overreact to stuff. It's also, it promotes the NRF2 enzyme or gene. I forget what it's. It has to do with apoptosis. So if you have any cancer growing in your body, this will help the immune system to find it and shut it down.
Oh, yeah, I see on your site here, that's the, is this a brand name? That's what somebody had sent me, the RSHO, the blue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one of the bigger brands.
Is that
there.
A brand name? Ah, I see.
Yeah, RSHO. Yeah.
Yeah,
we're representing them as well. Hmm. We have about 7 or 8 companies that we rep, and the RSHO Hemp Meds is one of them.
Yeah, they're, Hemp Meds. Yeah, that was the name of the company.
They're a good old reputable company.
Are they?
They do stuff well.
I suspect the way it's processed or cooked, it has a lot of effect on it. Huh, Martin, how it works?
Yes. Yeah, and you need to find the stuff that's right for you, and you need to find the dose that's right for you. Like if you take too little, you feel nothing. If you take too much, you feel anxious.
Hmm.
So you might have taken a dose too large.
Yeah, it wasn't very much, I'll tell you that. Just on the tip of my finger, I just kind of thought I was...
Too much is a too much, you know?
Yeah, too much is too much. Well, especially when you still cry at movies, you know? You're a sensitive kind of guy.
Yeah, you and I share that.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. It's really curious about that MTHFR thing and the OCD. That's very interesting. That's the first time I heard that connection.
Right. Yeah. Well, it's not exclusive, right? Uh-huh. It's just there's more of it, or more likely.
And before we wrap up, I just want to talk a bit about these hair analysis. I know that you did it, and it was very helpful to you.
Yeah.
Did you learn how to read these, and do you do this for people?
Yes.
Because I've always been quite curious about if you have like high copper or high this or that, Martin. And is it the body is getting rid of it, so you're doing well at getting rid of your copper? Or how do you know whether you're holding on and you've got high copper, that kind of thing?
Right. It is complicated in this way. Well, it's not the end of the world complex, but it is complicated in this way that if you know your metabolic type, you will have a much better time interpreting what is going on with your hair analysis.
I see.
Sometimes you will see that it looks like you have no toxins, but it could also mean that your body's detoxification pathways are inefficient.
Yeah, they're just not working, so you got nothing in there, right? You got nothing in
their hair. Yeah, like an autistic kid will show zero mercury in their hair, but they will have mercury because it's in the tissue and it's not going out.
So because they're not methylating or detoxifying it.
Right, yes. And so we could understand that how your kidneys and your adrenals are doing. We could understand how your liver and other detox pathways are doing. So we could indeed direct you better based on the hair analysis. So, for instance, if you're high copper and low zinc, then maybe you do need to find some way to push on your zinc intake because they are antagonists.
Antagonists, right. So if the analysis showed up high, low zinc and high copper, you still don't have a definite idea of what's going on until you look at other things, are you saying?
Right, you need to be asking questions like, how's your immune system doing? You know, are you healing slowly? Probably. Are you, the copper will make you more emotional, easy to anger, easy to blow up. So you need the zinc to help to calm things down.
Yeah. Before we go, up in Canada, what's the situation like politically with doing things like you do and just in general, health freedoms?
I do nothing for Canada. I work with Americans. Canada has its collective head up, its collective arse.
Do they really? God love them.
Well, they think that they have free health care, right? I mean, everybody's covered. And it's good in the sense that we have the mainstream surgical Rockefeller medicine covered.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no coverage for chiropractor, naturopath, or alternative like what I do.
Yeah, same as it is down here, right?
So you are covered for... broken arm or hip replacement, but you're not covered for preventive. So when I was fixing myself, everything was out of pocket. I spent over $100,000 of my own money to get better because after my orthopedic surgeon gave me injections of cortisone and told me to take Sudafed, I was done with them.
Yeah, it takes Sudafed the rest of your life, right?
Right. So, I mean, they have nothing. They have the same nonsense. You know, that the healthcare as we know it is stupid and produces nothing useful for chronic inflammatory industrial disease. It's fantastic for bullet wounds and car accidents and emergencies.
Sure.
And I applaud them for being good at that. But as far as fixing anything chronic, they're hopeless. And so Canada is hopeless in that sense. So even though I have coverage for that, I'm not interested in it unless I fall off of my horse.
Don't fall off your horse, Marty. Martin.
Exactly.
Stay on that horse, boy. Well, Martin, you're a nice fellow. I appreciate you being on the show. We had a pleasant conversation, kicking around some ideas and learning about you and your website and your work, life-enthusiast.com, Martin Patella. Well, have a pleasant day up there.
Much appreciated. Hope to see you again.
Enjoyed it, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to kick around some ideas regarding the mind, soul, who we are, and the body from you and I. And we're going to do that. First, I got to do that. Stephen Buhner, master herbalist, wrote an entire book on pine pollen. Previously, we asked him, what's the difference between gathering some pine pollen, eating that, and then maybe taking Sir Thrival pine pollen and the grape alcohol, the tincture? What's the difference in the body?
Okay, the difference is pine pollen is probably one of the best nutrient food substances on the earth. And you see, it's made to be uptaken by all of the life around it. All of the other plants take it in and use it for growth. Many of the animals eat it, and it's a very nutrient substance. If you eat it, what happens is it goes through your GI tract and then puts it into the bloodstream, and there's a lot of great stuff in it. I mean, it's really high in amino acids and protein and vitamins, so it's a very magnificent substance. It's kind of a nutrient longevity tonic food, and it will over time raise levels, but if you really want to raise them fast, you don't want to let it go through your GI tract, hence the use of a tincture.
And you can click and order this great product right on our website. Any of these are Thrival links. Take you right to the pine pollen and order away. OneRadioNetwork.com.